Small Biz America.
The brain.
Many small business owners are facing losing everything they've got as they struggle with the healthcare crisis. Our guest on this segment knows the plight of small business owners well. John Ahrensmeyer is the founder and CEO of the Small Business Majority. The nonprofit organization was co-founded and is now run by small business owners to present a more accurate, pragmatic, and centrist view of public policy issues affecting small business. The organization is currently focused on finding a solution to the dramatically rising healthcare insurance bills small firms have been facing over the past several years. Joining us on the line from their headquarters to give us an update on this issue is John Ahrensmeyer. He's the CEO of the Small Business Majority. John, welcome back to the program.
Good to be here, David.
To lay the groundwork for this segment, if you would, when did the Small Business Majority come together and how did you originally create it?
We formed the Small Business Majority in 2005 because, as you said, we felt there was a need for a more pragmatic, research-based, centrist voice on small business issues that was not ideological and that really focused on sort of pragmatically how small business could work with government to ensure that its needs were taken care of.
Okay. And how did you originally get involved with it personally?
Well, there were a number of us entrepreneurs and former entrepreneurs who were looking at the political landscape, looking at the need for small business to really have a pragmatic voice in the political and public policy discussion. And we decided there was a need for the sort of organization that we envisioned, which would do independent scientific research, would base positions to be taken on that on issues based on the research, and would try to chart a collaborative, cooperative path with government in terms of solving some of the problems that small businesses face.
Okay. On November 3rd, your agency issued a press release reporting that the owners of more than 130 small businesses from across the country flew into Washington, D.C., and they had one simple yet urgent message. Of course, we know this message. America's small businesses need health reform. They took the day off from running their businesses to make sure their voices were heard in a healthcare debate, which is often most dominated by politicians and lobbyists for the healthcare industries. What should we know about what happened at the meeting in D.C.?
Well, it was quite remarkable. We, as you said, we had over 130 small businesses from all over the country, different regions, urban, suburban, rural, different sorts of businesses, retail, small manufacturing, high tech, everything you can think of. And the common theme that was articulated by these small business owners was, we need healthcare reform now so that we can run our businesses, that we can hire employees, create jobs, create the products that we're passionate about, and that right now the lack of assurance that we can get quality, affordable healthcare is preventing us from doing that. And this voice was sort of common, and it was delivered in a variety of different ways at a briefing with Secretary Sebelius and SBA Administrator Karen Mills at the White House, at a press conference on Capitol Hill with Senators Harkin and Landrieu, and most importantly, delivered directly to the small business owners, senators, and congresspersons one-on-one.
Was it a two-way conversation at the end of the day, this session?
It was. I mean, they're definitely, the small business owners were interested in hearing what the political leaders had to say. In every case, they were talking to people who spent a lot of time on this issue, who have recognized, we think really for the first time, have really recognized, both the administration and those on the Hill, the need to get this right for small business, to address the needs of small business. And I think the small business owners appreciated that the various political leaders they talked to had really spent some time thinking about this and were really wanted to engage with them and offer their thoughts as well as listen to what they had to say.
So it sounds like you were favorably impressed in terms of the quality of the communication at this session.
Yes, it was very impressive. The small business owners came armed with their stories, their need and desire and their passion about their businesses and the need to resolve the healthcare crisis. But the political leaders were also ready to say, look, we've thought about this a lot, and here are our thoughts. And it was really a very constructive dialogue.
We're visiting with John Ahrensmeyer. He's the CEO and founder of the Small Business Majority. That website, www.smallbusinessmajority.org. Last week, a new healthcare bill was passed in the House by a very narrow vote. What is your perspective on that current bill? What can it do for small business owners, and where do you feel it's falling short?
Well, one thing we know for sure from all of our research is that the healthcare status quo is unacceptable, and this bill, this House bill that just passed, is light years better than the status quo. It addresses four key concerns of small business. One is dramatic insurance reforms to ensure that no longer will small businesses and their employees and the self-employed, for that matter, be denied insurance based on health status. It establishes a robust national exchange where small businesses can look for and purchase insurance where there's choice, competition, and transparency. It provides tax credits to small businesses who may have trouble affording insurance, and it does take the first steps toward cost containment in the system that is going to be so necessary to bring the cost down for small business and everyone.
That systemic cost control issue that you point to, it seems to be a back-end problem. It's not. Do I have that right? I mean, that's a huge part of it.
Yes.
The cost.
There are two ways that costs are going to come down for small businesses with this legislation and with the legislation that's being contemplated in the Senate now. The first is to reduce the sort of immediate, and this can happen fairly quickly, the administrative burden and overload that small businesses feel. Right now, small businesses pay 18% more for health insurance than big businesses because the marketing costs and the underwriting costs and the administrative costs are so much greater, and because it's much harder to spread the risk among smaller groups. So that is going to come down based on getting a robust, competitive national exchange. The other is, as you suggest, is a much more sort of long-term systemic problem within the healthcare system, and that is going to take time to wring out. And we're the first to say that the provisions in the House bill are a step in the right direction, but we would ultimately like to see more. We think that, you know, look, it's difficult to transform a $2.4 trillion industry that is one sixth of the economy. So we recognize you're not going to snap your fingers or even in the course of a year putting together legislation solve all those problems. I think that the House bill, there's a step in the right direction. There are some provisions being considered by the Senate that maybe go even a little further. But we recognize this is a long-term process, and we have to start somewhere to get these costs out of the system, but it's not going to happen overnight.
I know you've been working at it a long time, John. How is the small business majority supported?
They're supported by grants from foundations.
Okay, very good. So there's not a membership revenue model for you?
No, we have a network of small business owners across the country with whom we speak regularly, and many of whom came to Washington, and with whom we have conference calls with political leaders and policymakers and others. But we actually determine the positions that we're going to take and the issues we're going to focus on based on our research of all small businesses out there, which, by the way, tend to be a more predominantly Republican and independent sample because we're doing a random sample of all small business owners out there. We don't have a formal membership that votes and makes decisions because we didn't want this to be sort of a self-selected group of people deciding where the organization should go.
Yeah. Well, it sounds like some good news from Washington. John Ehrensmeyer has been joining us. He's the founder and CEO of the Small Business Majority. That's www.smallbusinessmajority.org. John, thanks again for joining us on the Small Biz Brain.
Thank you, David. Good to be here.
Small Biz America.
The Brain.
Online at smallbizamerica.com.
Small Biz.
Small Biz America.